This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From 20 conservative states are threatening legal action against the Department of Homeland Security's newly formed Disinformation Governance Board, which they said will have a chilling effect on freedom of expression and described it as un-American. Unconstitutional would be the word I would use.
Now, the good news is that almost all the big tech platforms now acknowledge some responsibility for content on their platforms, and they're investing in large teams of people to monitor it. While content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content, it doesn't go far enough.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
If it were that simple, it would merely be irony that the Biden administration, led by its chronic serial fabricator-in-chief, is just going to bypass that worthless old First Amendment and set up an Orwellian Ministry of Truth led by esteemed disinformation regurgitator Nina Jankowicz.
So what I'm encouraging individuals to do in particular, just your normal average everyday citizen, is to practice informational distancing, where recognizing that disinformation and misinformation often run on emotional manipulation, when you feel your emotions rising, to just walk away from your device for a little bit, let yourself cool down, and then start to consider the source. Why does that particular source have an interest in emotionally manipulating you?
We're going to begin tonight with that alleged terror plot and the chilling plan. The FBI says it stopped before it could be carried out. A plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and then what they were planning to do to her. 13 suspects arrested, including 7 alleged members of a right-wing militia group.
The Local 4 defenders first told you the men charged in the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer say the men who trained them the entire time were undercover FBI agents. Now, a new court filing obtained by the defenders, filed by so-called ringleader Adam Fox, says paid FBI informants were also the ones to come up with the plan to kidnap the governor and attack her summer home.
Jankowicz has praised the debunked dossier author Christopher Steele and vehemently claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. But Jankowicz's manic zealotry is far more complicated than what appears on the surface. Jankowicz's resume reads like a quintessential job application to the Biden-Ukrainian Corruption Corporation, an organization hell-bent on New World Order Russia regime change fueled by the fleecing of the American taxpayer. In 2010, Jankowicz attended a university in Russia. In 2017, she was a Fulbright Fellow in Kyiv, working alongside the Foreign Ministry of Ukraine. She has also served as a disinformation fellow at the treasonous Woodrow Wilson Center and as supervisor of the Russia and Belarus programs at the National Democratic Institute.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision, to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation. Absolutely so.
Alluring is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes a lie and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
When the department picked her, was the department aware of her TikTok videos?
Senator,
they're really quite precocious.
Senator, I was not aware of those videos.
And as the multi-millionaire Wall Street leeching Democratic Party eggs on World War III and funnels in billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to one of the most corrupt countries on earth, Ukraine, corruption blatantly tied to the Biden family, Jankowicz fronts an effort mirroring the totalitarianism being wielded on Ukrainian dissenters, an effort that would make the Ukrainian Goebbels-worshipping Azov battalion very proud. Ask yourself, what is the end game for a ministry of truth? No, don't do that. Your door's being kicked in. John Bound reporting.
We've got to push the impeachment of the entire criminal Biden administration. I'll lay out the evidence on the other side of this 60-second break. Please stay with us. Everybody, you know, tune in now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
It's Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and we're in hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. To bring down a system, you have to undermine it. You have to collapse it. So you can build your new system. And if you think the collapse of this system is going to be hellish, well, then you haven't studied the New World Order's endgame. Because we're going to look back on the organized, engineered, planetary collapse that leads us to the year 2030 and their agenda. And you're going to look back on this as a cakewalk. That's why it's very important to try to stop this as best we can now. And that's putting it very, very mildly. All right. We need to pressure the Republican Party to move for articles in impeachment and to have the hundreds of Republican members of the House and the 47 members, 48 members of the Senate, to get up and to give speeches exposing the crimes and the deliberate sabotage of the infrastructure and energy and food production of the United States. And they have all the admissions. They can play the clips. They can show the big blow-up articles where Biden and his controllers say they're doing this to get us off carbon in a transition. His energy secretary, his transportation secretary, they're all on record. It's not just the right thing to do, it is a political supercharger so that Democrats have to come out in favor of no baby formula, in favor of $6 a gallon gas, in favor of devalued massive 11% inflation, in favor of open borders, in favor of their whole agenda. And the Republicans spend all their time going, we're not Russians, and you've been proven to lie in that dossier, and we're not Russians. Everybody knows you're not Russians. 80-some% of Americans don't want a war in Ukraine. So stop obsessing on what the people don't care about. They care about no baby formula and $6 a gallon gas. They care about collapsing borders. They care about crime. They care about defunding the police. They care about critical race theory. They care about drag queen pedophile story time. And we have a big enough audience and are influential enough, and I guarantee you'll start seeing this the next days and weeks if you call another talk radio shows, and if you share this live show today and the archive of it later from Bandai Video where we lay this out, you will see action in Congress. You know, back when the Democrats didn't even have a majority, they tried to impeach Trump for things he didn't do because they knew it was a way to politically wound him. And they did it again when they had the majority, but didn't take it to the Senate. They just impeached him, didn't convict him, because they knew they didn't have the evidence. But we have the evidence, and we have it out of their own mouths. I could sit there with Senate investigators or House investigators in an hour and give them dozens of clips of Democrat operatives saying they're turning the power off as part of a global Davos group, Great Reset, Build Back Better program to get rid of fossil fuels. And I likened it last hour. We got this good ship in the middle of dangerous high seas that we're all on, and the deep state says, we're going to sink that ship for the environment. You can get in this new ship. And you look over the side of the ship, there is no ship. There's freezing 30-foot swells. There's nothing there but death. They never meant to replace it. They never meant to upgrade it. They've been blocking all the new technologies and only giving us boondoggles that don't work, that enrich themselves with money laundering. And people say, well, we'll just get Harris. Well, we'll just get Pelosi. Well, we'll impeach them too, one after the other. Let's get this party started. Well, Republicans are going to win big in 180 days. And then the Kevin McCarthy's and the Mitch McConnell's will sit there and preside over deals that continue America on its path to globalism. Their rhetoric just won't be as cheerleading of these events as the Democrats' is. I agree with Roger Stone. We need a cadre of new pro-America populist cut from the same piece of cloth as MTG and Matt Gaetz and other embattled members of Congress and Gozer and the rest of them. And Jim Jordan and others. That'll be a key voting block to force through a lot of important things and get a lot of things done. That's step one. But the bigger thing that nobody's talking about and that is not being pushed anywhere is that we can't play politics with this and go, boy, Biden's sure hurting the Democrats. Let's just let him sit there and, in fact, get the clip of Senator Kennedy ready. We got it here. Clip 8. Clip 9, where he says the Biden administration just keeps kicking its own ass. No, they're kicking our ass. Suicide, drug overdose, crime, murder, carjacking, bankruptcy, insolvency, massive inflation, food shortages. Everything I told you 2 years ago was coming because it was in their plan. I harped and harped and harped and harped and harped till people told me we're sick of hearing about when the first world collapses, the third world dies. Well, now we're there. Now people want to talk about it. Of course, because it's too late now, but we can mitigate it. So it isn't a question of should we do this. We need Joe Rogan. We need Tucker Carlson, and I'm sure they will. And we need everybody else, including you, to start beating the drum of impeachment. And the Republican leadership will try to do it for Hunter Biden's laptop or for foreign money or something. That's side issues. People get there's no baby formula. They get $5, $6 a gallon gas. They get their power bill doubling. They get there not being food on the shelves. They get being mugged or carjacked or their daughter raped or their son stabbed. They get illegals standing on every street corner with no jobs and future. They get drag queen pedophile story time. They get the whole New World Order Build Back Better agenda. And so for sabotaging the economy, for cutting off the gas pipelines, the oil pipelines, for shutting off the new leases, for shutting off drilling in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico and killing the Keystone Pipeline and all the rest of it, and draining the strategic oil reserves, and then buying the oil from Venezuela, we have to take action on the rolling blackouts and the rest of the collapse of the U.S. will only accelerate because it's part of a plan to bring us to our knees. I don't think anybody disagrees with me on what I just said. So, the last thing they want is you to peacefully go to Congress and knock on your congressman or women's door and go in there and talk to them or go to their meet and greets locally or call in to talk radio or send an email. Or take the archive of this live show today, once it's archived, at man.video, and share the daylights out of it. Or our review yesterday of 2,000 Mules that was very powerful, that I'm going to give a headline to and post on InfoWars.com here in the next hour. This is imperative. You want victory? You want success? We politically have them. But see, the Republican leadership doesn't want people to impeach folks over economics and over inflation. They want to keep it political, just like they did with the Clintons, where they made it about travel futures and the Rose Law Firm and old little or did Clinton get a blowjob or didn't he? Because they could isolate it down to that one little story and not make it about the Republican leadership that was going along with selling out all our missile secrets to the Chinese at the time in the mid-1990s. So that's why they want to compartmentalize things down to Hunter Biden's laptop or into abortion, which I think we should restrict and get rid of, but I'm saying they're using it as a football right now. No one can deny that. And not let them distract us with that and realize we need to get populist Christians elected and take the government over legally and lawfully and put the brakes to everything that's happening as we go over an edge of a cliff. So here's the bottom line. All these Republicans using distractions and eating around the edges of censorship and surveillance and the re-education system with the Ministry of Truth, that is good cannon fodder. It's good red meat. But it's not the central issue of the energy being cut off and the border being collapsed by design and the end of Title 42 and allowing human smuggling to happen. So we need articles of impeachment on the economy, on inflation, on cutting off the energy, and on the border. That will sink him, everyone will unify behind it, and we will take the country back. Those are the issues. And I know I'm yelling because this is damn serious. Be right back to talk about it more. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Send in the clown.
Oh, there's no need. They're already here.
Don't bother. They're here. Isn't it rich?
Isn't it queer?
Isn't it queer? Timing this late in my career.
Send in the clowns.
Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
My friends, here's what I want to do. We have a special guest joining us with all the massive new COVID developments that are so critical to stopping the next lockdown and bringing these criminals to justice, Dr. Fleming, next hour. But I want to take 6, 7, 8 phone calls specifically on impeaching Joe Biden and your ideas on it and what you think of what I've said here. So I'm going to give the number out. First 6, 7, 8 callers that get through, we'll put those on there and we'll take those calls that are on the board, no more than those. Because I don't want to keep people sitting there on hold. And yes, people ask, Alex, why do you rant and rave? Well, I mean, I'm pissed off. If I went to a football game and yelled and screamed during different plays, people would think that was completely normal if I painted my face up and hyperventilated over a football game that does not matter. But when we are watching the country by design be shut down, and we know what comes next, and it's life and death, I'll do anything I need to get people motivated and get them to awaken. But listen, I'm not having to make myself get angry. I'm legitimately yelling and screaming because I don't know what else to do. You know, I was talking in the first hour, if you just joined us, about the fact that I talked and belabored it ad nauseum last year. That this is a designed collapse, and that we would have food shortages. And I got up here on air, and I told people, you better get ready, this is a plan. Now, I also told you what comes next after that. War, cyber attacks, power outages, race wars, martial law, mass arrest, gun confiscation, total destruction. Because they've been wargaming that, and they've been preparing that, and the CIA has been admitting that. So I'm sorry that the news is scary. I'm sorry it's horrifying. I'm not going to sit up here and go, oh, look at what a bunch of idiots the Democrats are. Oh, we're kicking their butts. They're kicking their own ass. Ha, 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 it's so funny. And listeners would love that. It'd be a popular show. These are the evil puppets. These are the clowns that the controllers put in to take the blame. So them looking like idiots doesn't mean anything. Because all they are functionaries and ceremonial placeholders of the globalists ruining my life and ruining your life and killing hundreds of millions of people with starvation. And if we don't do something about it, it's on us. So I want to hear specifically from callers on this topic, and you agree with me, do you disagree, and what are you going to do, what should I do to push this out there and make Republicans know we hold you just as responsible, Not just for the censorship, and not just for the surveillance, and not, no, the big things that everybody agrees on. Totally open borders, human trafficking by the millions, kidnapped children, inflation, and cutting the pipelines and oil drilling off that is causing this. They are doing it directly with executive action. Haul his ass in there, indict him in the House, try his ugly ass in the Senate, and throw his ass out on the street. Damn it! Excuse me, I'm not trying to get... You know what? Listen, we are not going to let them do this anymore. It cannot stand. It cannot be allowed to do this. I got stacks of articles here from the new FBI whistleblower, all confirmed how they spy on the media and are trying to indict all the Republican and conservative leaders and the people in the media, and how they were spying and are spying and labeling you as domestic terrorists if you protest critical race theory and drag queen story time. That's treason. That's evil. That's wrong. That's third world. That's North Korea. That's cancer. That's despicable and illegal and must stop. They think doing all this is to make us roll over in fear. Yeah, you know what? I already did. I'm way more scared of letting them win and totally take over than I am what happens to me individually. The globalists will always threaten us publicly and privately. Oh, you know we could do this, we could do that. What, you don't think I don't know you're evil? You don't think I don't know? Oh, you think I'm doing all this because I think I'm invincible and I'm a narcissist and I'm arrogant like you people? I'm not arrogant. I'm not on a power trip. This isn't confidence. This is desperation. This is duty. This is what I've got to do, and it's what I will do. But hey, none of you got much longer to wait now. You think war is bad? You think open borders is bad? You think 11% inflation is bad a year? You haven't seen anything yet. You will wake up, and you will stand up. The question is, will it be when it's too late? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, oh, and one more thing, first-time callers. Let's do some first-time callers. First-time callers, your chance to call in. I'd love to hear from you, 877-789-2539. Please, regular listeners, we love you to death, but give new listeners a chance to chime in and be involved in the broadcast. We got a good chance of beating this, folks, but this is not business as usual. So I mentioned how in the first hour, thousands of times I said food shortages, collapse, third world collapsing, flooding us. I said we should get the archivist to dig through and show that. I guess there was already a video from May 12th of this year, going back over 2 years, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. On man.video, I'll have this added under the live show feed today, dealing with all this. And if you look at the live show feed today, we explained that the impeachment of Joe Biden must start. It must be done now. It won't make him politically stronger. It won't make people rally around him. It'll make America unify behind the fact that we know they are deliberately sabotaging our economy every way they can, and that it must stop. You will reopen the drilling in Alaska. You will reopen the Keystone Pipeline. You will reopen those thousands and thousands of leases and other spurs of delivery systems. You will do it. You will open the gas pipelines. You will open the oil pipelines. You will do it. Do you understand, you miserable piece of filth, Joe Biden? Try not to blow up here, but these people are, this is war. We have them attacking us economically, culturally, attacking us with fentanyl, attacking us with Hollywood evil, and we've got to stand up and say, we are done. We are through. We are not going to go along with this anymore. We're going to come back, and I'm going to calmly take your phone calls and go over more evidence of this. But this, if this doesn't get you to commit to take action legally and lawfully and peacefully while you're being assaulted, then you deserve what's happening to you. They're watching to see if they can get away with it, folks. And right now they are just rubbing your face in it, trying to bankrupt you and your economy and take full control of you and your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, taking your phone calls right now. Let's put the full show headline up there from InfoWars.com that says it all. We need all hands on deck. We need all Americans to, in one voice, say we want Biden impeached for deliberately cutting off the energy system and violating federal law and dissolving the southern border. That's the unifier, and that's critical to the country. Hunter, laptops, all that crap is side issues, okay? Those are political footballs. The Durham investigation is going nowhere. Thursday Live, Republicans must file articles of impeachment against Biden for cutting off America's energy and obliterating our southern border, or they themselves are guilty of treason. Period. No baby formula, $40 billion for Ukraine. 2 hours to read the bill. on Tuesday. It's a pack of criminals up there, but you force Republicans to show that they're not for controlling the border and that they're not for stopping inflation and they're not for turning back on the gas and fuel drilling and pipelines. This is strategic. This is the heart of the nation. They already deindustrialized us. Now they're taking our energy away. Now they're spying on us. Now they're censoring us and taking our speech away. And then they're coming for our guns and our children with critical race theory and the transgender garbage and all of it. And we have to say our Declaration of Independence is today, May 12th, 2022. We say no, and we say, listen up, Republicans. You start the impeachment. All we need is good members like MTG and Gozer and Jordan and others to start filing their own articles that have this in it, and it will gain momentum, just like when Green out of Texas would file stuff on Trump. Except here, they would always stop at the Senate because they didn't have any evidence for the trial. We won't just indict Biden in the House. We will convict him in the Senate. People say, well, we don't have the votes. Basically, Manchin would go with it. It's 50-50 in the Senate, and it doesn't matter. It'll politically force these issues out and get us on the offense. So I don't want to hear it from Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and all those other pieces of filth. All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. We're going to go to James in Oregon. James on the impeachment of O'Biden, the impeachment of Obama's third term. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for letting me on, Alex. I love you personally, and I hope you the best.
Thank you.
I believe that you should present clips that are under 20 megabytes so that we can get recorded evidence to the Patriots so that they can send them to their communities and their councils and everyone else who they can with timestamps of where they're from, so that we can hold them accountable.
No, you're right. And we should put together some 2-3-4 minute videos showing them giggling how they're cutting the energy off, showing them brag how they would do it, and now how they're doing it, and now how there's massive inflation, massive shortages, massive energy price increases, massive rolling blackouts, baby formula shortages, everything else. And it's only going to get worse in the next few years, so we're going to do this now or do this later.
Yes, and just get those compressed down to 20 megabytes so we can just spam email them to every member of our government and get it drilled into their head that this man is committing open acts of treason from bringing in terrorists or siphoning off our energy supplies that we're sitting on and causing us misery and suffering. And, you know, the Declaration of Independence clearly states that a series of usurpations and powers that control us are driving us to desperation and total despotism. It is our right and duty to do so.
Beautifully said, sir. Thank you for the call. Sylvia is calling from Arkansas. She says, Biden impeachment push, everybody's upset. Yes, he unifies the people to know who's behind it. Biden is saying the Republicans and the Make America Great Again crowd are the reason he shut off all the oil drilling and the pipelines. It's preposterous, but the media is going to gaslight folks with that. We have to put his feet to the political fire and his controllers. This is the obvious big move on the energy being shut off and on the borders. We got them red-handed on both. That's where we attack. That's what we move on, not the stupid laptop. Sylvia, go ahead and tell us what you think.
Hi, this is Sylvia, Alex. Hey. You sound like you're in full blown panic mode, just like every other American. I went out to a local hairdresser and dress shop yesterday locally. I'm retired, but I'm expecting a great grandbaby. The prices in the local dress shops, they're going up. A $4 necklace now is $12.99. But the main talk was the baby formula. We are all getting into full blown panic mode, and we know, you know, it's the gas prices, it's everything. But when we hear babies crying, you know, that puts us into panic mode. And we're all ready to do something now. And so you're on there sounding like you're in full-blown panic mode. That's the way we feel out here. We're screaming with you. Let's do something.
Well, absolutely. And I've got articles here, even on USA Today, admitting that a record number of Americans are going hungry. Single parents are skipping meals. And again, we know it's designed to only get worse from here. It's a plan. So as bad as it is, the reason I'm upset is it's going to get a lot worse. And this is being done deliberately. And we have to make the Republicans stop doing this and stop being part of this, Sylvia. God bless you and thank you for the call. Let's take another call now. Let's talk to Nick in New York. Nick, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex, man, it's an honor to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you and the crew do, man.
Love you.
Really appreciate it. Love you, too. And, so my thing is we only have two members of Congress on the right that have called out the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. It's essentially Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie did on Twitter. He didn't even do it vocally. Nobody knows what's going on. We got candy asses all across the board in the Republican Party. They're from McCarthy, McConnell on down. McConnell's as corrupt as they get. His wife works for the CCP. So we got to start protesting our own party physically, holding protests, going to D.C. and, like, protesting our own party. We can go to D.C. Or whatever.
And let me back you up, Nick, because you're making great points. In Europe, people like Orban win with 70%+ of the vote being anti-New World Order. Bolsonaro, same deal. It's true. It's real. It's the right thing to do to be an anti-globalist, anti-Great Reset, Build Back Better person. The Democrats all admit they're Build Back Better. All these other patriot leaders are getting elected around the world and fighting. It's popular. It's a winning idea. It's going to save hundreds of millions of lives from starvation in the third world. It's going to save us from collapse. But the Republicans are quietly on the payroll. And you're absolutely right. They won't even address what we're under attack from. It's incredible. And that's why they hate this show so much, why they hate you, is because if we finally get this out there, their attempted power grab will be their Waterloo. It'll be their defeat.
Absolutely, man. And Trump could use his plan. They're going to steal from him again because we haven't fixed the voter registration rolls. They got to be all clean. They're going to fix it again and win it. But Trump could use his campaign to educate everyone on the New World Order. He needs to call out the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all these people, and even Elon Musk. Because Elon Musk called for a one-world government at the World Economic Forum this year, according to medium.com or whatever. I don't know if that's true. But Elon Musk is for everything they're for, carbon taxes, transhumanism.
Yeah, he's playing both sides. He's a smarter version, him.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Dude, Alex, I love you, man, and we're going to win this. We're going to win this. We're going to unite. The humanity is awakening right now. We will rise up, and we will win this.
We have to. Thank you so much for the call, sir. Great points. Let me say this as we go to break and come back with more calls. Think of the arrogance of they're just getting started. Look how horrible it is. But they've gotten away with it in Latin America and Africa and the Middle East and areas of Asia. And so, I mean, they're doing it. I mean, they are really doing it. And again, if you're a new listener, go back 2 years ago, 27 months ago, I laid all this out and said exactly this will happen and exactly this has happened. And then it just gets worse from here. And ask yourself, how do I know that? Because the globalists admit their plan. And that's why I keep hammering that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. We're under attack. We have to know who is attacking us and what their plan is. And their plan is public. To win a war, you have to know who is attacking you and what their plan is. We have it. We have them. They will be easy to defeat. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. Say we don't even have a right to live, that we're not essential. We're watching them starve, tens of millions of people every few months to death around the world, on top of normally who dies, and pushing euthanasia for old people and sterilization of children. This is an evil cult we're facing of transhumans, and they're using economic warfare on us right now. If we don't raise the alarm, nobody will. And we are. And that's why this broadcast is so special. That's why I thank you for always spreading the word and for getting great products that will enrich you and your family's lives at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's Patriot Apparel or whether it is X2 or Ultra 12 that are back in stock at 40% off. We get them as a combo. Ultra 12 just came back in. We got plenty of that. X2 is going to sell out quickly. These are really game-changing products, and they fund the InfoWars. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. And again, I thank you for your ongoing support. But action is what's needed here. The world is on the verge of stopping this, but we've got to take action. We've got to raise the alarm. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the hope. Hey, let's talk to Alex, Lewis, and Cameron in this segment. Then Dr. Fleming's going to join us with massive COVID news and the big developments that are coming out there that are so important. They want us to go back to sleep while they ready the next attack. I've got Bill Gates on COVID. I don't want to be the voice of doom and gloom. Yeah, right. But the worst is still yet to come. That's coming up, breaking news next hour. But right now, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Alex in North Carolina, almost in California. Alex in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, nice to meet you. I've been watching you since 99, kind of dropped off, come back a couple times. And anyway, I've been calling for a couple weeks and finally got a hold to you. And
I'm glad you got in, Alex. Thank you.
Oh, all right, thanks. So I wanted to let you guys know, I wanted to get it out there. There's a lot of non-believers out there of what's really going on, and we're getting hit with it in so many different directions. It's hard for people to understand because they can't wrap their head around how many different levels that this attack is coming in on. So I wanted to give out a website, and it's actually a website that's tracking the food shortage. And it's actually being funded by a lot of the elites, and Bill Gates is one of them. And you can go on here and actually look at the donors who is actually funding this project. But anyway, let me give you the website. It's ispri.org, and then COVID-19. This is the actual name of the project, COVID-19. Food Trade Policy Tracker. When you get on this website, you can actually scroll all the way to the very bottom. One, you can look at the donors who is actually funding this project. Now, what is ironic about this is they are tracking this by K calories and also by U.S. dollars that's coming or actually being lost in the United States of America. So on this front page, one, you can scroll all the way to the bottom and look at the donors. And two, at the very top, it says, to view the tracker, please click here. And I don't know if you're following this. I can't see your website or not. But anyway.
Yes, we have it on screen. And yes, they admit they use the COVID lockdowns to destroy the world supply chain. And that's what they're doing. And it's all about depopulation. It's all about policies in Europe that don't even let people basically farm anymore. And in the UK, they're paying people not to farm. It's about creating artificial scarcity and basically planned obsolescence into the human system to collapse the carrying capacity of the earth. But yes, you're right on target that the New World Order is corporate global governance that create policies that consolidate power and control while they enslave us. That's the definition of their New World Order as a corporate world government.
That's exactly right. So I want everybody to get this out there and share it with other people. For one, for the non-believers that can go here and see exactly what countries are restricting what by calories. And then you can go on here and once you get to the tracker page, you scroll over three times and it says list of export restrictions of food products. And once you click on that little tab or, you know, whatever it is, you just scroll down and it'll show you the countries that are sitting there, what they've been restricted. And it tells you the dates, and there's been a massive amount of countries restricted since March of this year. So they've been tracking this since 2020.
Now, that's right. It has nothing to do with COVID. It's all the IMF and World Bank, their State Department Memorandum 200, starving the world. It is an official plan. Thank you so much for the call. Powerful call, bringing you right to the documents. Thank you, Alex. Lewis in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Caller. Thank you, sir. So on one of your ads, you say that exposing the paradigm of globalism will be the way to win this info war. It is my opinion that El Paso is the place to do so. El Paso, in my opinion, is ground zero for the globalist takeover of America, and they have codified their plans in something called the El Paso Resilient Plan. Not a lot of people know this, but El Paso was part of this 100 Resilient Cities plan that ended just days before the mass shooting that happened at Walmart. Now, I had a chance to interview County Judge Samaniego, who is the highest elected official here. He admitted to me that 3 years ago, before the human caravans had really come to light, he was already coordinating with the mayor and the city of El Paso, as well as the Catholic Charities, who are now in charge of the logistics with regards to this.
Okay, it's all UN agreement, NGO controlled, all on record.
I believe that if people started getting arrested here, and there's plenty of reasons why they should be arrested.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, even the conservative states just arrest the illegals and turn them loose, and then the organizations involved in the human smuggling violating law, including unaccompanied small children, being handed over to random strangers. If the FBI did their job, this wouldn't be happening. But the law is not being enforced, and it is incredible.
Well, that's why public sentiment plays a really big part in this, and I think nationally, all eyes have to be on El Paso. It wasn't by accident that they sent Kamala Harris here to El Paso, though it wasn't the main place where, volume-wise, where stuff was going on. There's the El Paso Resilient Plan. It shows how globalists have now been given access to all of our infrastructure. The Rockefeller actually integrated a C-level position. It's called Chief Resiliency Officer. They have been...
That's right. They call collapsing the border and using your resources to further bankrupt you resilience. When you hear something smart, it means slavery. When you hear resilient, it means you're not resilient. When you hear sustainable, it means unsustainable. Everything means the opposite.
The Lieutenant Governor of New York was just arrested for steering contracts COVID-related to people that he had favored. If we can
That's
do
right,
the same
but Biden is allowed to steer it all to his friends. You're a really smart caller. These have been incredible calls. Thank you, Lewis. I got to get to the next person. Powerful. Cameron in Texas, last caller in the hour. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother.
Long-time listener or some caller. I'm a blood-washed believer ever since I was really little. And I work for the county sheriff's department, and I'm seeing a lot of terrible things regarding with this whole thing that Biden is doing. It's affecting what's happening in the jails as well. I mean, these people are enticing people with honey buns just to get them to take these shots. And then on top of that, you have what's going on at the border. Our taxes are funding what's going on. My mind is like completely overloaded and blown regarding that. Then you have him in, what was it, August, September, admitting that they're going to completely steal the election. So I think what we need to do is we need to find some people that have honor and that want to stand up for justice that are left. And that's the question. Where are they? Who are these people that are going to actually do their job and hold these people accountable one by one? When they start seeing them fall like dominoes, I think the rest will fall in place.
Well, because the globalists control the Justice Department, all this crime is allowed to go on. And you're absolutely right. That's why we've got to have state grand juries, other people take action. And it's going to happen because we don't have a choice. But that's why Soros has put in over 900 district attorneys and county attorneys. That's why he's put in 20-plus state attorney generals. So they are now creating a totally lawless atmosphere to collapse the country, brother. It's very, very historic what's happening. It's just we're in the middle of the takeover right now.
It's really demoralizing. And as a believer, you see, where do you go to find true believers that are actually together worshiping? What's happening is not only are they dividing us as a country, but they're dividing us spiritually because now they've encroached this new world ecumenical movement.
Absolutely. And they're just normalizing all of it. They bought off the churches, and this is their big move. They're making their move. We're living it right now. Thank you so much, Cameron. That's why this is the main beacon. I wish we weren't. I wish more people were in this hardcore, but that's why they hate us the most, is we've got their number. We know how to stop them. We have the solution. You have the solution, and I thank you all. Hour number three with Dr. Fleming straight ahead.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.